Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Why, hello, and welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That would be Perez. Tell us, what is coming up?
A lot. We are going to get into Sharon Osbourne, Chrissy Teigen, Lady Gaga, Meghan Markle, Britney Spears, Scott Disick, Lil Nas X, Shawn Mendes, and Camila Cabello. Hopefully we'll get to everything. Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Pete Davidson, Demi wow. Lovato, Ellen DeGeneres, Tiger Woods, Katy Perry, David Dobrik, Addison Rae, and Bella Thorne.
My God.
Hopefully we'll get to everything. So let's just get to it so that we don't waste any of our precious time. But before we get to it, you know, I do love that our show is like a time capsule of everything that's happening. You know, we've been doing it for 6 years now, and it just saddens me that as we're seemingly towards the final leg of this pandemic awfulness, and we're kind of going back to normal. Our normal is a return to violence and all of these deaths that keep happening as a result of gun violence, and just seeing all of the Asian targeted hate happening in our country. That's our normal. And just I almost would rather the pandemic normal. I don't know. What would you it's awful. All of
you
it
know
is
what's
awful.
Alarming, you know, the gun violence, of course, I'm acutely aware of, but I didn't know that Asian hate was such a thing or even a thing. I had no idea. I'd never heard of it. I've never heard anyone like outwardly express a dislike for Asians. Fortunate rock I've been living under that I've never heard of this, but it's crazy. I just see more and more of it. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You must not have been listening intently to Donald Trump, which is smart of you perhaps, because he did a whole lot of that over his entire 4 years as president, not just during the COVID pandemic. When you villainize people in China or North Korea or whatever, that has a trickle-down effect. Anyways, I don't want to linger too much on it, but I'd rather focus on that we are towards the end of everything. And they even announced that Comic-Con is going to be happening this year in person, not this summer as it usually happens, but it's going to be Thanksgiving weekend. So towards the end of this year. And I am just excited to just not have to worry about things as much anymore. Anyways, I think I mentioned, yes, I did, Lady Gaga, that I would be talking about her. This is funny to me because I was absolutely sincere. I was not trolling. If I was trolling, I would tell you. You know that.
Sure.
There was no ulterior motive. It was her birthday yesterday, and I just sent her a birthday tweet. A simple birthday tweet. I forget what it was. Something like, happy birthday, LG. Wishing you continued good health. I think I remember it. Wishing you continued good health and contentment. I thought that was just like a nice thing.
The contentment part at the end is a little weird. You're acknowledging that she's not stable in all areas of her life. So that's a little shitty, I would say. A little shitty at the end.
No.
If I was to post.
What?
Listen, you're asking my opinion. I'll give you my opinion. What?
Did you not hear me? I said wishing you continued good health and contentment.
Right.
What? Like, she's got everything. That's what I want. Like, you know, or I guess peace is another way of saying it.
Well, that's an odd choice of word when you say continued contentment. It's saying that you haven't been content and it looks like maybe you are for the moment. It's I'm telling you, it's like 1% shady.
It's just 1%.
Okay.
No, it's like.
You're saying that it's not. I believe you that it's not. I'm just trying to see how someone could possibly think that there's some undertone to it. It's that word. I'm just telling you, that's what it is.
I think contentment is a great word. Wouldn't you want that for your life?
No,
I
one,
do.
First of all, people, no one says that. No one says continued contentment.
I say that.
I know, but you're a whack job. That's saying that you've had some sort of issues.
She's been very public about that.
Okay, but that's not what you put in a birthday message. You don't bring that up. You did. That's why people are thinking it's a little shady.
Or continued peace or continued prosperity, whatever. It's all similar.
Prosperity would have been a better word, but contentment acknowledges that she wasn't always content.
But I think it's important to acknowledge that. Continued prosperity has to do with like money, right? So I purposely didn't choose prosperity because she's already got all the money in the world.
Why are you arguing with me? I'm just telling you.
Well,
I'm just trying to tell you why someone would say that sounds a little shady. I'm just explaining it to you. I don't believe you think that way. I'm just trying to let you know.
Well, I didn't say peace because that's just lame to me. Continued peace. I don't know. Like a continued prosperity that's financial. I thought continued contentment, like, wow, she seems like in a really good place.
Prosperity doesn't necessarily mean financial.
Most people think prosperity is a financial adjective, I would say. Anyways, I said that. I was sincere. There was no shade intended whatsoever. And like 99% of the people that saw my tweet and responded were sending me like hate, like full on hate, which is funny because, you know, Lady Gaga preaches kindness and all of these things. And then her fans are like, for sending a really, what I thought was a kind message.
This is how hypocritical the internet is. They want you to stop hating Asians and they want you to embrace the whole idea of we should not have gun violence in this country. That's out of one side of your mouth. And on the other side of your mouth, it's like, fuck you, you asswipe Perez Hilton. Go fuck yourself and die. That's the juxtaposition of the internet. And that's why it's funny. Stupid. It's all fucking stupid. They should just unplug the fucking internet.
Thankfully, I've been doing what I do for 17 years and it does not get to me sincerely. It actually is just a talking point for the podcast. So thank you to them. And speaking of the podcast, I have put, just like I was talking to my therapist about this a couple of weeks ago, like that I put the final nail in the coffin of me having another child. Well, maybe not totally, but 99% never going to have another child unless I hit the lotto and win $300 million. But the likelihood of that happening is like less than 1%, right? So
I would say a lot less, but okay.
Yeah, a lot less. God, you have to like nitpick everything. Jesus.
Well, 1%, 1 out of 100 is a pretty good.
All right, fine.
Those are pretty good odds.
1% of 1% of 1%.
Keep going.
I'm doing the same thing with regards to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There is 1% of 1%.
Mm-hmm.
That our podcast will ever be anything more than what it is, just because we live in a society that's gotten even more and more about being as safe and vanilla possible and canceling everybody. So this has been an ongoing story of ours, the theme, and specifically Sharon Osbourne. Since our last podcast, it has been revealed that Sharon Osbourne and CBS are parting ways, and she will no longer be a host of The Talk, their daytime show. I'm interpreting that as she was fired, even though the statement didn't say we terminated her contract or she chose to leave. In the wake of that announcement, of course, knowing Sharon and having a little bit of an insider look at what she was thinking and what was going on behind the scenes, she is planning to sue CBS.
Oh, wow. Really?
I don't know exactly what the grounds are. I don't know what she's going to sue for, because even if somebody has a contract,
right,
you're still an at-will employee, almost everybody, I would imagine. And I'm sure that there's all sorts of morality clauses. And I'm sure that CBS could lawyer their way to justify them firing her. Mm-hmm. And she's also got so much money that she could definitely lawyer her way to, like, try to get some kind of settlement out of it, or at the very least, make sure that they pay her whatever was due the remainder of her contract.
Yeah. I don't know why they just wouldn't do that. They could just say, this is not going the way we want it to. We're not firing you. However, you're not going to be on the air anymore, and the checks will continue to come. That's typically what happens, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think even Les Moonves, who used to be the CEO or the head honcho over mm-hmm. at CBS, before all sorts of unsavory allegations against him were made public, I think they even had to pay him out of his contract. It's not like he walked away, right, you know, with nothing. I wouldn't be surprised if, I say this often, negatives are often a positive. Mm-hmm. And maybe Sharon Osbourne will partner with Piers Morgan on something and have it be incredibly successful. Who knows? But I think I mentioned last week that I reached out to Sharon, not directly, but I reached out to Kelly Osbourne, her daughter, whom I know and have known for like 15 years. And they did not listen to my advice, which was that Sharon needed to get ahead of the story and do something literally that same day. She mm-hmm. didn't. So I'm not surprised that this happened, but I am disappointed, because the whole concept of the show is to be able to talk about things, and they're a family, and families have disagreements, and families sometimes are hurtful mm-hmm. and say hurtful things on purpose to hurt other family members.
And it's a show. Let's keep that in mind. Sometimes you say things just to make it interesting. Like you and me, we're here to entertain one another. Sometimes I'll say something just to throw it out there to see how far I can take something. Perez may do the same thing. He
no,
might
I don't do that. You're a troll. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm an asshole on the show. But that's her role on that show. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's her role, to stir the pot, to see the other side of a story. Sometimes I'll throw out the other side of the story just to put it out there. It may not be a popular opinion, but that's the fucking show. That's what makes good television, good radio, good podcasting, blah, blah, blah. I'm sickened by the whole thing, but I'm not shocked. As you started this whole bit, you're right. I'm wondering when that day comes for this podcast. If, thank God we've got great listeners and they're not out to fucking end our lives. You know what I mean? They're here for entertainment and they get it. But, you know, they could pull something apart and someone could take it out of context.
I would love that. I would love that, actually.
Well, you would, but I wouldn't. I would have to step away.
No,
I would, because I have another career to protect. And if, you know, if it started to get involved with my real money, where the money comes in from, I would have to say goodbye. And that's just a fact. I wouldn't want to. I would just have to. That's where we are, because fucking people are such fucking crybabies now. The world's full of pussies. Like, no one's a duck. Let it roll off your fucking back if you don't like something. Who cares? No, I gotta go tweet and cry and spread it around and try to get you fired. Fuck you. I hate those people. I hope they all die.
Oh, God, don't say that. God, no, don't say that. Oh, my God. Now you're going to have to step away from the damn podcast.
Yep, I'm out. See you, everybody.
Oh, God. Anyways, we're going to get to Meghan Markle in a minute. But first, just based on everything we talked about, like, I have to give a round of applause to everybody at Saturday Night Live. It's a miracle they're able to do a show like that still. And it was a really funny episode this past weekend. Maya Rudolph was the host, and there was this one skit where she was Beyonce, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch that. And if you guys have not picked up Apostrophe yet, you guys need to. This is revolutionary, and also it saves time. And I know that there's a lot of busy moms that are listening, busy dads, busy single high power gays. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company for people that want to treat their acne seriously and get the help of a dermatologist. Prescription acne treatment that really works, and it will be customized to you. Obviously, you're going to get a consultation with a board-certified dermatologist, and they will prescribe a treatment plan for you, and you don't have to go to any office. And it's affordable. And especially if you are going to use our special promo code, go to apostrophe.com/Perez and use our code Perez, and you will get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Perez and use the code Perez to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we really thank Apostrophe for sponsoring our podcast. On to Meghan Markle. She is involved in, you know, a lot of the scandal and things happening, you know, with Piers Morgan and now Sharon Osbourne and with her own scandal. This paparazzi agency that I have worked with, Splash Photo and News, has announced that they are filing for bankruptcy as a result of a lawsuit against them from Meghan Markle. And I think I mentioned this lawsuit a while ago on the podcast. This makes no sense to me. She sued them because they took photos of her when she was out on a hike somewhere in Canada, in the wilderness, in nature, like not in her house. And clearly I'm not a lawyer, but I would imagine, I think when you're not in a private residence, when you're out in public, you don't have an expectation of privacy.
Did she sue in, where did she sue? Like from Canada? Because this was in Canada, right?
Yes. I think that's what, I think there's
that must be it.
Yeah. I think there's different laws in Canada. So yeah, she sued in Canada and won the lawsuit. And then they just don't have enough money to keep fighting this lawsuit. And even though they believe that they're in the right and the settlement and blah, 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 blah. So now they're going out of business. And it's like, you know, I was getting ready to do our show this morning. And I just, I don't know, it's so cheesy as it is. I'm just so grateful. I say it so often. I'm so grateful that we get to do this and that we have listeners that are loyal. And it's just crazy to me that 17 years later, I could still be doing what I do because look, like, you know, one of these, I have a lot of peers, but I would say that Splash is one of my peers and they did also sue me back in the day, but
did they really?
Yeah, but I was wrong. I was, you know, this is my early, early days when I didn't know what I was
doing. You didn't know better.
Like I was using their paparazzi photos and not paying for them.
Whoops.
Then eventually I did pay them, but yeah, it's just, it's crazy to see. I've been so like, because my birthday was last week, I've been just so sentimental and emotional. It's like, God, I wonder what happened to that person, or I wonder what happened to that person. I often think about so many of the musicians that I've supported over the last 17 years, most of whom probably have not gone on to like great superstardom. How are they making money now? Like I just,
I wonder that with musicians all of the time, the ones that just don't even have the hit, that just have
exactly
the, I could kind of remember that song that I enjoyed for a minute. What are they doing now?
Yeah, I wonder that too. And especially the ones that like have ghosted and then don't have social media,
because
like I try to like find out, and then hopefully, you know, everybody's just happy. And yeah, anyways, so more Meghan Markle drama. This is just next level crazy. Meghan Markle's father, Thomas Markle, is living down in Mexico, but he paid a pilgrimage to Montecito, where his daughter lives, not to visit his daughter, but to visit, not visit, but to, he paid a visit to Oprah Winfrey's house, and he dropped off a letter. He hand dropped off, personally delivered a letter to Oprah Winfrey because he wants Oprah to interview him so that he could tell his side of the story in an Oprah interview.
I feel so badly for Meghan sometimes because he's the problem. She doesn't want, she supposedly doesn't want all this press and this attention and blah, blah, blah. But it's her own family that keeps fueling this story.
But I think that he has a point. Oprah should interview him and get his side of the story.
You're right. That's why I think that whole interview is a sham. And more people are starting to come around to my way of thinking on that. That whole thing was just a softball session that was just set up to boost all of their profiles. There's no story there.
There was a story. There was many stories, you know.
There just wasn't the whole story.
Exactly. There's no way that Oprah's going to interview Meghan Markle's father.
No.
Like, no.
Unless there's some more money somewhere and they can sniff that out, but they're looking at the bigger picture.
Oh, and Prince Harry keeps making money. He announced some partnership with some app.
He's a member of the board now or something. Like, he's qualified for that, but okay.
Speaking of Prince Harry, his family has taken everything very seriously. Queen Elizabeth is said to be hiring a diversity team after Meghan Markle's claims of racism. I don't even care if that's pandering. You know, like I've said this before, when it comes to celebrities, so long as good comes out of it, pandering or doing things just for appearances is still a good thing, I think.
I think it's important. As an employee of a large company and a couple of companies in a row, I've worked for different ones, and you have to take training. You have to take sensitivity training. You have to go through these courses now. And some of the things are very enlightening and they are very positive. I've said this to you before because you don't have any of that. You don't have to go through some of this training and things like that. There might be something that slips through the cracks with you that wouldn't if you take this training. So I look at you and the family the same way. That thing's a business that's not really monitored. And you got to stay in front of things. You got to stay in front of the times changing and what may be considered insensitive that you didn't think was insensitive. So it's always a good thing to have that in place. So great. Good for them.
And poor Prince Philip, apparently they're shielding everything from him. He's like living in a little bubble after his hospital release, just trying to make it to 100 this summer. God bless. When you were just talking about that whole sensitivity training and HR, I had this panic thought yesterday when I was reading this article about drama at the Washington Post that boiled over when this one female journalist and this other journalist shared, well, I wish the company had supported me when I was going through a similar issue. Last year, this other female journalist, after Kobe Bryant, and it's an interesting thing, right? Should journalists that work at an institution like, I'll tell you what happened. So last year, this journalist, after Kobe Bryant died, tweeted something like just reminding people that he was accused of rape. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, the Washington Post put that journalist on a suspension for tweeting that.
For tweeting a fact.
Yeah, it was interesting. So then, you know, now that the Washington Post is saying, oh, we support our female journalists that are being harassed, that one who was being harassed last year and not supported by her company reminded the company, and then like apparently all hell broke loose at the Washington Post.
It's like we're so fucking bored as a society. We're all of a sudden so invested in making this world that we live in a perfect utopia where there are no bad words, that we're all just floating around in clouds saying nice things to each other. And it's not the fucking way of the world. There's assholes out there and you need to be prepared for them. And when they cross your path, you deal with them accordingly. But this whole, like, let's go back and fix everything that's fucking wrong in society, we're going to get nowhere doing that because it's already happened. You can't change the past. You can just, going forward, say, hey, you know what? We don't like the way that looked. Let's look at it with some new optics and let's try to approach life a little differently. Let's approach the way we do business differently, blah, blah, blah. But it's all this fucking trying to correct things that already have happened. It's getting us nowhere. We're just bogged down in a quagmire of shit.
Well, that's funny. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but yesterday also, I was reading this fascinating article in the LA Times about in Manhattan Beach here in Southern California, 100 years ago, there was this black family that owned a resort for black Americans down in Manhattan Beach. And it was like one of the only places that black people back then, because of segregation, could go to the beach. But there was so much resentment for that, that eventually the city of Manhattan Beach just took the land away from the people. So Jesus. Now there's this concept of reparations. You know, should we give the land back to the owners 100 years ago or their descendants, or what should we do to make this right? I don't even have an opinion. It's just an interesting conversation. But anyways, a lot of interesting conversations happening right now. And a lot of, even though social media has been going on for a while, a lot of folks still trying to figure out how to navigate around social media to live a happy life. One of those people is Chrissy Teigen, who I would say surprisingly announced that she was quitting Twitter. And I'm surprised that she has not returned yet.
She got more press for quitting Twitter than she's got for anything else, which I think she probably has to stick to it. She'd look stupid if she came back.
I mean, she can always change her mind. Oh, I changed my mind.
And by the way, that's part of the game, right? I changed my mind. I'm back now. New set of stories. And by the way, I had one of her meals last night. Ugh, way too salty.
What do you mean one of her meals? What meals?
She has a cookbook.
Oh, you followed her recipe?
Yes, it's way too salty. But that's the game, is to continuously get people to talk about you. I mean, I don't know what this woman does other than social media. So getting off of social media seems sort of counterintuitive.
She does a lot. She's
right. She does like cookbooks where she pretends she can cook.
She's also got a line of home cookware.
Of course she does. Why wouldn't she?
And she's launching a new business with Kris Jenner. I don't remember exactly what it is. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right, Miley Cyrus. She made this big thing about Hannah Montana last week, which made me all nostalgic and happy, because I don't think that Miley still... I couldn't really see Miley doing like a Hannah Montana reboot, where I could see Hilary Duff doing a Lizzie McGuire reboot. Mm-hmm. But it's nice that she still... She acknowledges that if it weren't for Hannah Montana, she wouldn't be who she is today.
Hilary Duff hasn't broken so much character that she couldn't go back to it. Miley has.
Or that'd be fun too. Like if Hannah Montana did like a total like 180 and is like a different person now.
She's a drug addict.
Hannah's dead. No, I'm only kidding. But it was the 15-year anniversary of Hannah Montana coming into the world. And to celebrate, she had a party. God, it's okay. We've just got a couple of more weeks, and then I will be able to get the vaccine as well. But like, I was talking to one of my friends who lives in Vegas, and there was some UFC fight over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I did not.
Machine Gun Kelly was there with Megan Fox. And Kourtney Kardashian was there with Travis Barker. And I said to myself, I said to my friend and myself, I bet you anything, because they're super rich, they somehow found a way to get the vaccine early, even though I'm sure that none of them, or I'm not sure, but I would imagine that none of them have like pre-existing conditions, but they somehow got, you know, got a shady doctor that gave them the vaccine. Because if I'm Megan Fox's ex, Brian Austin Green, and they're having like a, they had a contentious split, I would not be pleased that she's going to party in Vegas with her boyfriend and all
without
that
a shot and bringing it back to the kids.
Exactly. Or same with Courtney, if I'm Scott Disick, but I bet you they've all gotten
vaccinated. Yeah, sure.
Like even my friend who shall remain anonymous, both of my friends, like all of my friends in Vegas have already been vaccinated. Happy, happy for them. Okay. Anyways, in couples news, Miley celebrated the Hannah Montana 15 anniversary by throwing a party. And this is what tied it all. Like, I bet you Miley's, well, Miley probably doesn't give a shit. And she already probably had COVID, I'm sure. But she had a party and then was caught by the paparazzi, not quite making out, but like, you know, the point right before you make make out with somebody when you're like really drunk and you're like all touching each other. Mm-hmm. And at one point he bit her finger or she bit his finger, her and Youngblood, that musician. I see them making sense. Miley and Youngblood make more sense than Miley and Cody Simpson. Actually, I was even checking in on Cody Simpson yesterday. I should have been doing more work, but it was like my way of unwinding. Did you know that Cody Simpson now is training? Maybe not for this summer, but he's like now a professional swimmer.
He's got a swimmer's body.
He used to be a swimmer before he tried
to. I didn't know that, really.
Before he tried to do music. And now he's going back to swimming. So good on him. All right. More couples news. Pete Davidson has got himself another ingenue. This guy has like the most amazing pool. Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kaia Gerber, Margaret Qualley. Now he's dating one of the stars of Bridgerton, which I've never seen that. Did you watch that show?
My girlfriend watched the series. I couldn't bring myself to watching it. It looks so stupid. I like stupid shows, but this looked like so stupid. It's like The Crown, but the WB version of it, or the CW version, or whatever that fucking network's called now. And by the way, I wanted to mention, I'm watching the season of The Crown with Princess Diana. Holy shit. You know, I love season one of The Crown, and two is just like, it was good, but not as good as one. This season three with the whole Princess Diana story is phenomenal television. It's so fucking good. Learning the story of Charles and Diana through that storytelling, God knows how much is accurate, but what a great story. So watch that. I know you won't, but everybody else, watch that.
Phoebe Oh, God, I'm awful with pronouncing it. Phoebe Dynevor is the name of the act. You know her?
No, I'm just saying go for it. I fucking never heard of this person, and hopefully we'll never hear from them
again. Hopefully she goes on to be incredibly successful.
I'm sure she will.
Phoebe Dynevor. Congratulations to them. I mean, he's got a big dick, and he's funny. So, girl, and not only that, I had somebody on my social media explain this to me. He's one of those dudes that when he's in a relationship, he's like 110% in it. Like he's obsessed with the person he's with and wants to spend all time with that person. And some girls really like that. The ones that don't feel smothered, the ones that love feeling like they're the center of the guy's universe. So that's what he's got.
No, I think he's got a famous dick, and a lot of people want the famous dick now. Once you're on the radar, and Ariana put him on the radar. You know, he's very famous, and like this girl from Bridgerton, that's a huge show, by the way, but still doesn't make you a household name. You date somebody like Pete Davidson, that's the next step to becoming a household name, which I'm sure that Qualley girl tried to do. I'm sure that Gerber girl tried to do. They're all in the same boat.
Well, more couples news. We briefly mentioned Scott Disick earlier. An update on him. According to Entertainment Tonight, they are reporting that Kourtney Kardashian's ex is moving to Miami with his girlfriend. He'll be bi-coastal. He'll still have his place here, but he plans to spend a lot of time in Miami.
Wait a minute, back up. You said Scott Disick? He's got a new girlfriend already?
Oh, he's had one for a while. He's been dating 19-year-old Amelia Hamlin.
Oh, that's right.
The daughter of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. He's 39. He's like in his late 30s, and she's 19 years old.
She's a child.
She is. The fact that he feels like he needs to make this change makes me think that all might not be well with him. And I just wish him well, sincerely. I wish him contentment. On to some music news, a couple of music items, beginning with Britney Spears. Britney, her lawyers have officially asked a judge to permanently end her father's control over her finances and her personal life. She wants Jody Montgomery, this independent care provider, to be permanently made her conservator, which I think she's been wanting that for a while, and she's still petitioning for that to be happening. Did you end up listening to the, quote, new Taylor Swift song that's actually an old Taylor Swift song that she had never released before?
I missed that.
Oh, it came out. It's called You All Over Me, and it's fine. Definitely there's a reason it did not make the album. Mm-hmm. Not a bad song, though, because even Taylor's B-sides are still solid. But it was nice just to see, like, God, she's become an even better songwriter over the years.
Was it like a remake of that song, or was it like a recording from that time? And when was this time?
She wrote it, I think, in 2008, but she just recorded it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And she had that same producer, Aaron Dresner, produce it for her. Yeah. I'm excited to hear more, though. The album's coming out next month, April something. I gotta give this guy major props. I think Lil Nas X has broken free from the one-hit wonder curse. Old Town Road is the longest running number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 ever. It's hard to top that song, but he has a new song out called Montero, parentheses, Call Me By Your Name. And he's released other songs recently. I didn't like any of the other songs, like Panini and just other songs. He released a song a few months ago called Holiday. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. But this new song, it's really good. And the music video is amazing. I wouldn't be surprised if the music video cost $1 million or something like that. People don't spend big bucks on music videos like this anymore. And he smartly got everybody talking. You were just probably like living your life, doing
gardening work. Got my tomatoes in the ground this weekend.
You were fixing things around the house, I'm sure, and missed all the controversy.
I did.
But this music video upset so many people. All these conservatives and the religious right are upset because Satan is in the music video and he's like giving Satan a lap dance. And like,
I saw that story.
And like twerking on Satan and making out with Satan. Then he kills Satan and he becomes Satan. And I love the video and I love the song. It pushed a lot of buttons for people, which I love. I love pushing buttons, but not just for
See, I think you think people care. I don't think the masses have even heard of this. This is like a story that cracked over the weekend on the internet. That's not really real. Conservatives aren't really upset. They really don't know. They couldn't give a shit.
They do.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't buy any of this.
Many big name conservatives were talking about it. Anyways, kudos to him. You should check out the song, though. I really like it. More music-related news. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello had a scary incident happen in their house a couple of days ago. There was an intruder who broke into their home in Los Angeles while they were still there. They ended up stealing Sean's keys for his car and then stole his car.
Wow.
I would legit be traumatized. I would move right away, probably. I'm guessing he doesn't live in a gated community.
Yeah, they got plenty of money between the two of them. How come they're not living behind bars? They should be.
I think I know where they live, and I don't want to reveal where they live or the area.
Where I see them running around, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just like a hip area where younger people live, and they just wanted to be there. But scary. Some more music-related news. Congratulations to Katy Perry. It's been reported, although I don't think officially announced, but official, that she's got a Vegas residency at this new, brand new hotel, Resorts World, which is apparently a brand in Asia.
A terrible name for a hotel, don't you think?
I think so, absolutely. Resorts World, yes.
Yeah, it sounds like something like that popped out of some shitty county of Florida.
Absolutely, but congrats to her. Gonna talk about Demi Lovato in a moment, but first, the Terp Pen XL is a dab pen that runs on a rechargeable battery, allowing a cordless and hassle-free dabbing experience. Simply breathe in to activate, apply the tip to your favorite THC or CBD concentrate, and enjoy the Terp Pen XL and everything that you're inhaling. This is butane-free dabbing. There's no need to worry about butane torches or expensive dab rings. It's a torchless experience packed with power. There's three voltage settings to choose from, different temperatures for those with different preferences. The Terp Pen XL is made out of medical-grade stainless stainless steel. It fits on most water pipes. And there's 45 minutes of charge time in each TerpPen XL. Go to TerpPenXL.com for 20% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. That's TerpPenXL.com for 20% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. So, you know, it was spring break last week and it was my birthday and I just allowed myself to have a little bit of more time with my kids and just a little bit, like a little vacation. We did go on vacation also, but during that time, I ended up watching the first two episodes that have been released of Demi Lovato's new YouTube documentary. Mm-hmm. And God, it was intense.
My girlfriend watched it. She said it was nuts.
What also, I'm trying to like, all right, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. I think, I don't know. My takeaway is there's still a lot of even more issues or dysfunction that she needs to work through with her family. Or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but like when her mother was talking about everything that happened, she was like cold. I'd be crying to having to relive all of that, or just even more emotional.
There's a lot of anger involved when you watch your kid do that to themselves. Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe that's something to do with it. And also, like, she's living by herself now, Demi. Like, I'm not her, clearly, but like, I would probably want to be living with my mom because she talks about being lonely. And then she's living by herself and being lonely. Like, wouldn't that be a trigger? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. She seems like a tortured young lady.
What's fascinating is she opened up recently about her, quote, California sober, where she's drinking.
There's no such thing.
Yeah. She's drinking in moderation and she's smoking weed. Mm-hmm. But in the two-part documentary, they showed a clip from her 2018 tour. And in that tour, she would sing this ballad and talk about how alcohol used to be a major problem for her. Mm-hmm. She used to drink during the day and a lot, and that she'd wake up in a pool of her own vomit. So it's like alcohol was a real problem for her, and now she's drinking. Just wish her well. Ellen DeGeneres, an update on Ellen. This is shocking to me. Viewership for the Ellen DeGeneres show this year over last is down 43%. That's crazy.
I would like to see that comparison to
other shows.
Yeah, that's what I want to know, because I know their audience is down as well. Everyone is down. Like, the
are they down 43%? I don't think so.
When someone publishes a story like that, I see it for what it is, clickbait. They know that people are going to land on that story. But if you're going to be fair, I would really like to know what a comparable show does. Like, how far down is Kelly and Ryan? What's that look like now? That's what I want to know. And I haven't seen that anywhere.
Yeah. An update. Oh, God, I wish we would have known this last week when we were talking about that whole drama at Teen Vogue and mm-hmm. the editor-in-chief who was a new hire and left because of her previous awful tweets when she was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, there is this other staffer who was very vocal about that editor-in-chief, how she should leave. Her name is Christine Davitt, this other woman mm-hmm. who is half Filipino and half Irish. She's not black. That doesn't have any black in her. And she mm-hmm. previously, repeatedly in the past, was tweeting the N-word.
So she's one of the people that wanted her fired, and yet she was out doing the same thing.
Exactly. So should she be fired or should she quit?
If you're gonna dish it, you better stand behind it. And she should indeed quit. Because if you force that young lady out because you thought it was unacceptable, then you need to do the same thing. That's just fair. That's my whole point. I circle back. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Everybody's so fucking holier than thou. It's hilarious. The fucking society calling everyone out for everything. Cancel culture. Ugh. I'm not even shocked 1% that half of this country is so fed up to the point that they're willing to say, fuck it. I'll just roll with the Trump people, because it's so valuable to them, their right to speak and to feel the way they want to feel about anything, right or wrong. I understand it. I get it, because it's fucking nauseating. This young lady doing it to another person and demanding her head on a stick. Where's her head on a stick? The whole thing's hilarious. It's just fucked up.
Also fucked up is, I think, if you're going to be this arbiter for what's right, then you get called out for something you did that's wrong, then you can't go into hiding either. This girl, Christine Davitt, has made her social media private in the wake of everything that's happened.
It takes a few weeks to scrub the egg off of your face.
Yeah. Anyways, in other news, a quick update on Tiger Woods. The authorities have done their investigation in his crash and determined that he never hit the brakes during his car wreck. Mm. So that could mean many different things. I interpret it as one of two things. One, he was on some kind of pills that...
You don't know that.
Or
he fell asleep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was taking pills.
Why does he have to be on pills to fall asleep? It's early in the morning.
Or he was taking pills that make you sleepy.
Oh, God. Please.
It's not probable that Tiger's a pill popper?
It's plausible, yes.
Okay.
But do I believe that? I don't know.
Well, that's one possibility.
It's a lot of speculation on your part.
The other possibility is that maybe he tried to end his own life. I don't know. That was just an interesting development.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it's hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and auto insurance. It's a good thing, too. They know you're very busy. Go to geico.com and see how much you could save. It's Geico Easy. Visit geico.com today.
All right. I find this very interesting. David Dobrik, this very popular YouTuber and creator. I'm sure you've heard the name, right?
Yeah, we talked about him. He's in this controversy and blah, blah, blah.
That has just continued to have legs. So many investors that were partnering with him on an app called Dispo have rebuked him. He ended up quitting his own app that he started. YouTube has temporarily demonetized all of his videos.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm still fascinated because some of the things he did was wrong, clearly, but most of what is the worst that has been accused wasn't even towards him. It was like members of his posse, right? He had like this vlog squad, and one of the guys in his vlog squad.
Oh, that's the douchiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Young people like that.
Vlog squad.
Vlogs. Yeah. Most of the people in the vlog squad, one of the guys there has been accused of really awfulness. So I don't know. Should one person... goes back to what we said, like if you're even if you're like if you're married to somebody and your husband or your wife does something awful, should you be punished for what your husband or wife does? You know, things like that. I don't know if that's the case. Also, Addison Rae, briefly, we talked about her last week. People also just get upset for everything.
Sure.
God damn. She was lucky enough to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they did 3 segments with her. Like,
Jesus.
I know. Wow. They did an interview. They let her perform her new single, which we talked about last week. And they also did a segment where she taught Jimmy 8 TikTok dances. And then a lot of people were upset that they were not, quote, crediting the creators of the dances. And yada, yada, yada. And it also became a racial issue because a lot of the creators of the dances were Black creators. But it's like, is that on her or is that on Jimmy Kimmel?
It's not on anybody. It's all fucking ridiculous is what it is.
It is. Finally, this made me happy because especially people that I have had relationships with and that I kind of like grew up with, it makes me happy to see people happy and content, especially those that have been through it. Contentment is a great thing. Mm-hmm. Bella Thorne is engaged to this really hot Italian singer, Benjamin Mascolo. So congratulations to Bella Thorne, hoping that you have a lifetime of happiness together.
Please, they won't make it 2 years.
Well, hopefully they do.
Okay.
All right, let's take some calls.
Here we go. 800-721-1185. We could sure use some of your calls, by the way.
Hi, everybody. I am a California family law domestic violence attorney, which is why I'm not leaving my name. But I do practice in this area, and so I just wanted to offer some of my insight with regards to the Brad and Angelina situation, just for everybody's edification. Briefly, the term domestic violence is a specific trigger, which is if the issue is raised and if someone is found to have perpetrated domestic violence in the past, then there is a presumption against that person ever having joint custody. For if those are interests, the code is called Family Code 3400. And so that's basically what's going on. Typically what I do is I work with restraining orders that are based on immediate emergency situations, and then the survivor will describe the history and pattern of abuse. I'm not sure if Angelina is filing for an emergency restraining order right now, but Booker is absolutely correct. It does absolutely have to do with custody. It is a legal strategy, not necessarily to discredit what Angelina may allege with regards to DV, but that is what is happening from an outsider's perspective. Thank you so much. 34400. I don't know why I'm nervous and I'm
She's very smart. I love that we have such intelligent listeners. I think she just got the code wrong.
All good.
Like, we were going to fucking look it up. We were.
Hi, guys. My name is Jennifer with a Y. That's how you know I'm really Cuban. I'm actually calling from Miami because I just heard your podcast this week. I listen every single week, so I want to send out a huge shout out to Perez because I'm a big fan. But I heard you guys talking about the spring breakers in Miami. I just wanted to say that nobody is notified that none of those spring breakers are actually locals. All those spring breakers technically come from Atlanta and Oklahoma and Iowa. And during these times, anytime before June, none of the locals get in the water. And if you're a real local from Miami, you go down to the Florida Keys to do your spring break. You don't hang out in Miami Beach. So the wild people are definitely not from here. And we welcome you back anytime you want to come, Perez or Booker. Have a great day.
That was a lovely call. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So was the other one.
Yeah,
thank
two
you.
For two here. Very nice calls. See if we can find somebody that thinks we're shits.
Hi, this is Erin from New Brunswick, Canada. I just wanted to make a comment about the whole Vanessa Bryant blasting the police officers on her Instagram. I think she has the right to do whatever the hell she wants after she went through. The police are supposed to serve and protect. What about protecting her family? Like, showing remains of her daughter and her husband's dead body is absolutely disgusting. And not only did they share it with other police officers, in those papers that she posted, one of the police officers was at a bar and shared it with a bartender. One of those bartenders reported it. That's absolutely disgusting. No wonder she's upset. And if it is for revenge, good for her.
All right.
All right.
Hello, my name's Taylor. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. And I was just finishing your podcast about the girl who got fired, or journalist that got fired for old tweets. And I just, like, as a 25-year-old, I just want to, like, put my opinion out there. Every day you get that see your memories on either Instagram or Facebook. And I click on that every day to go through my memories to make sure I didn't say something stupid when I was 11, 12 years old when Facebook just started coming out. That would impact me today. So it's just like that due diligence that some people don't have to go back and edit themselves. Some people like tweet 12,000 times a day, so like Perez, so they don't have that option. But I think that's an option for a lot of young people, is to go back and just edit themselves a little bit. Just a thought. Thanks. Bye.
I still think there should be a flush every year. Opt into that option.
Good point.
All right. 800-721-1185. We are at the end of the call. So if you have any comments on anything that we've mentioned today or on past shows, of course, you can always give those. And we'll do another show next week. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
You too. Bye.
You know what? I'm not a high school girl, so shut up.
Run for the hills.
Who says going out partying in a club you can't find love?
It's the Spidey Podcast with Spencer and Heidi Pratt.
Hello, I'm not dead.
If you want your husband going out every night, good for freaking you.
Hey, that was a joke if you're an idiot.
Spencer, you spoiled brat. Your life is amazing.
Get new episodes every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't worry, Mom. I got you.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.